This is Ozarks at Large. If you walk through the halls of the Eccles Building on the campus of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith this week, you wouldn't hear much. The building is the home of the UA Fort Smith Academy of the Arts, and the fall semester is over. Hundreds of young students, from the very young through high school, will be back in the halls, though, in early 2011. Last week, the executive director of the UA Fort Smith Academy of the Arts, Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, talked about the upcoming spring semester that begins soon.
A lot of our classes start the week of January 10th. We have private music lessons that start up that week. So many of our classes are 15 weeks long. So we start when the university starts back. We're ready to roll. And so January 10th, that week, we start up private music lessons. We start the flute choirs start back. Children's choir starts back. The Academy Chorale starts back. Show choir kids, the African drum ensemble, on and on and on it goes. You know, most of our activities start that week. So we're just enrolling students as quickly as we can at the moment.
Registration is going on now.
Yes, that's right. Students can go to our website, www.uafortsmith.edu, and download any spring 2011 registration forms, anything that they're interested in doing, and just simply mail those in. And there's some directions right there as to where to do that. So we already are a long way in because, first of all, most of our students that begin in the fall semester continue in the spring. So we try to encourage all of those students that are going to continue to go ahead and register. And then we can see what we have in the way of slots, you know, available for new students. So most, I would say the majority of our returning students have in fact enrolled. So it's important for someone who's looking at the Academy for the first time to go ahead and download that registration form and get them involved.
This includes private instruction, which you have boasted to me, all ages, all instruments.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. We have, virtually every instrument, and certain areas like strings and piano. You know, you can begin a child on strings at age 3, so all ages from age 3. Piano, you can begin at about age 5, all the way through adults. We have a few adults taking lessons. We primarily have elementary age, junior high, and some high school students taking lessons. If you're taking an instrument like trumpet, trombone, you're typically a junior high or high school student taking lessons. But we have everything virtually in private music instruction, and we have just a fantastic faculty for that. Some of those teachers are full-time professors here at the university, music professors. Some of them are adjunct music professors. They're all highly trained in their area. So that's a great area to get a child involved in.
Flute choir, children's choir, the Academy Chorale, African drum ensemble, lots of music, but not just music.
No, not just music. Those just happen to be the activities that begin in the week of January 10th, because every one of those activities is a 15-week activity. We have a whole choral program. The children's choir is for elementary age kids, and that starts up that week. If the kids like to sing and dance, that begins that week, the show choir kids. The Academy Chorale begins on Monday evening, January 10th, and that is an audition group because that's a select ensemble of advanced students. Then we have the drum ensemble, of course, that's for ages 12 and up. That begins that week, and then we have graded flute choirs. So we have younger kids in a junior-level flute choir, and then the advanced students in flute choir have to audition for that group. Beyond all of that, that's all of our music. Beyond all of that, we have all of our theater program, which we're just really thrilled about. We have acting classes for grades 1 through 9, and those are different, you know, broken up into different age groups. Then we have the Academy Players, and that's our 3rd through 6th grade group. It's a theater, musical theater company. They're doing Alice in Wonderland this spring. I have to tell you, that's one of the most popular shows of all time. Every kid that knows we're doing that wants in that group. And so that's a neat group. And then we have our junior high theater company called the Extreme Teens, and they're doing a 50s musical called One Magic Moment. Those activities all begin February 1st. And we are on a little bit different schedule with theater. Those kids will rehearse for about 12 weeks. They come to the academy more than once a week for those activities, and they put on a big, you know, production at the end of the semester. And so those activities begin the first part of February. It is not too early to enroll in those activities. We have a lot of returning students, and so those activities are filling up. Then we also have the art classes that begin in February, and our music garden, our preschool music garden, our complete curriculum of activities for preschool children begins in February as well. And so there's a little bit of time to register for those activities, but not a lot.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell inside the Eccles Building on the UA Fort Smith campus. Dr. Russell is the Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. For more information, you can go to uafortsmith.edu or call 788-7251. That link and that phone number can also be found at today's version of OzarksAtLarge.com. And some young artists from the other side of the mountain are coming up on this edition of Ozarks at Large. We'll hear part two of the Fayetteville-based Arts Live Theater radio play Christmas Carol High School. That's just ahead. Today, in part two, our modern-day Scrooge, a very self-involved teenager named Meredith, meets the first ghost who will begin a life-altering journey for her. Part two of Christmas Carol High School is coming up on Ozarks at Large.